Crufts 2024, day two. I'm in the middle of hall three. It is incredibly busy. And whilst there are lots of things going on in the rings around, and some of the world's best dogs are on display, it's also good to take time to think about those dogs that need rehoming. Noni Heffron from the Hungarian Vizsla Welfare Charity, good to see you here. A couple of great examples on your stand. You were telling me before, there's a real issue with rehoming Hungarian Vizslas.
Oh yes, and I think it's not specific to us. I think at the moment all breeds have got a real problem. There's just so many dogs needing homes at the moment. But yes, here at Vizsla Welfare, as I was just saying to you, Steve, last year we had about 200 rehoming requests. And for a small charity that's run entirely by volunteers, it does make us feel a little bit of the time like we're just run off our feet.
What's the key reason that people perhaps give up of Islam? I mean, is it because they made the wrong choice in the first place, or their circumstances have changed?
Well, a lot of people say circumstances have changed. We sometimes feel that's just an excuse that people make. Obviously, there are genuine reasons. You know, you do get deaths in the family, serious illnesses, homelessness, especially in these financial climate. But a lot of the time it is people who have made a poor choice of breed. They've maybe been a little bit more optimistic than they should have been about the amount of time they can devote to a dog, their own training abilities, balancing family life and a dog. And these are dogs that need a lot of exercise and a lot of training.
Obviously, one of the things that people can do here at Crufts is talk to specialists, owners, breeders, and make an informed decision about the dog. But what should people consider if they're thinking of taking on a Vizsla?
Well, I would say they have a reputation of being a Velcro dog. They're very people-focused. They do love being with their people, but at the same time, folk have to remember they are a very hardy working breed. They were bred for working. They were not bred to lie on sofas. And if you want to share your sofa with your dog, that's absolutely fine, but you need to fulfill their breed needs, a lot of training, a lot of exercise, and just make sure that you can handle that before you take one on, because a lot of the dogs that are coming to us are from family homes. They were advised that a Vizsla would be a very, very good dog for a young family, and sometimes they're just not that great a match with small children.
Absolutely. And of course, taking on a dog that needs rehoming is inevitably, I would suspect, cheaper than going to a breeder and buying one, and there is a need to have these dogs rehomed.
Well, that's it. But I mean, you know, we do have a very careful screening process for the dogs that we have to adopt out. We want to weed out the people who just want a cheap dog. You know, we don't want people coming to us saying, well, you know, yours are a quarter of the price. Because, you know, what we have got here, you know, they're not sad rescue dogs that have been abused. Most of them have been very well loved, well looked after. They are pedigree dogs. You know, we're concerned of, our concern is finding the best home for the dog, not finding a dog for people who want one. So we do screen people quite carefully to weed out the folk that say, well, it has to be a bitch and it has to be small and it needs to be well trained. You know, we're really looking for folk that are saying, I would just like any dog, find me the dog that needs me, and we will deal with it. And you know, there are some fabulous folk out there that do not mind what you give them. They're happy to be matched with the dog that we think would suit them and their circumstances best.
Now, you mentioned you're a trustee of the charity. In fact, we've got one of your dogs taking an interest in the microphone.
I do apologize.
And you've got many jobs within the charity. Why the Vizsla? Why get involved in this way?
Oh gosh, well, I maybe shouldn't say this, but it was a complete accident. I'm more of a fan of mongrels. It was my partner who wanted a Vizsla. My best friend has a Vizsla, and we looked after her dog for a couple of months while she was on an extended holiday one year. My partner fell in love and wanted one. If he'd wanted a Doberman, I'd maybe be with Doberman Rescue now. I shouldn't say that.
Don't tell the Vizsla people that.
Yeah. Although I think just being involved with them and seeing how many of them do need rehomed, and in some of the circumstances, it just, you know, I fell in love with the breed. I've had several now, usually the ones that nobody else wants to rehome, you know, the old ones, the ugly ones, the ill ones, you know. But yeah, I couldn't see myself getting any other breed now.
Now, the charity works across the UK. You're based in Scotland.
Yes.
Is the incidence of rehoming greater in Scotland or less?
I would say, actually, Scotland is quite quiet. I don't know if it's true or not, but I feel a visualist as being a kind of home counties dog. They seem to be quite popular in the sort of southeast of England, but where we notice a lot of them coming in for rehoming, a disproportionate amount, is in the northeast of England. And we do think there seems to be a kind of cohort of careless breeders up that way that are maybe selling them to owners that aren't exactly suitable. And I mean, that's only my take on it. I'm making assumptions, but we definitely notice a disproportionate number of visualists being rehomed in the north, and specifically the northeast of England.
As you come into Hall 3 at Crufts, you're right in the line of sight, aren't you, in this lovely area where there are a number of breeds from rescue charities. Have you had a lot of interest?
Well, we've had a lot of folk coming to chat to us. I think people want to come and pat dogs. We're obviously here on the lookout. We're not advertising any of these dogs. They all have homes, but we're always, you know, we're giving out leaflets saying to people, are you looking to adopt another dog? Take a leaflet, think about it, even if it'll be in a few months' time, get back in touch with us.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Excellent. No, it's a fabulous space here. We're just really grateful to the Kennel Club for inviting us along and letting us showcase ourselves.
You're in a prime position to get your message out. Brilliant to catch up with you, Noni. Thank you so much indeed, and enjoy the rest of Crufts.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Steve. It was lovely chatting with you.